Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, our 1 hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, here on your dingy country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, unearthing the next generation of Indigenous football talent at the inaugural JMF, that's John Moriarty Football, National Talent Showcase in the year of the AFC Women's Asian Cup Australia and FIFA World Cup 2026, John Moriarty Football, will shine the spotlight on young Indigenous football talent in Australia's first at JMF's National Talent Showcase in Sydney on 30 to 31 May. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Alira Toby, former A-Leagues player and JMF ambassador, and we have Alira on the line. Good morning, Alira. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, my mob is Kennel and Gangaloo from up north Queensland.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to you, mob. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, this is a beautiful platform for young and up-and-coming sisters playing the deadly sport of, we say soccer, but yeah, football. And we're talking about John Moriarty's football, JMF National Talent Showcase. So a great platform, you would think, yes?
Yeah, you would think, and also hope, I guess.
Thank you. That's right, exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got very talented young ones out there in all facets and all sports. And, of course, soccer, football is a great platform. So tell us about this fantastic up-and-coming showcase.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time at JMF, and we've been running in Cairns delivering our program since 2019. So we've, thought that this showcase would be just a really fun and exciting way to, I guess, open up the things that we offer and the things that we do nationwide, to give some kids a bit of spotlight and a
yes.
fun time in Sydney, as well as, being, surrounded by staff that have great knowledge and have had spent a lot of time in the sport. So it's a really exciting time, and we're very excited to have this showcase and to see, how far we can reach and the opportunity that we can give.
And with the showcase, of course, you'd have scout talents from the different leagues, different teams, and Soccer Australia itself, male and females, looking at this platform, yes?
Yeah. So it'll be for both the females and males. And, hopefully we can get a lot of eyes on the showcase and give kids an opportunity that they necessarily wouldn't have where they are from home.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think it's really cool in that sense is that, we're providing the opportunity and hopefully a lot of eyes will be, looking at this and getting involved in what will be a really fun weekend.
And you yourself, a JMF ambassador, how long have you worn that hat for, sister?
It's been about 3 years now. So
good.
A short time, but also a long time.
Yeah, sure. And tell us about the platform you were in, your former AFA league player, enjoying retirement, you could say, or are you coaching, or what are you doing there, Lyra?
Yeah, look, enjoying retirement at the moment. I just I stopped playing A-Leagues a couple of years ago, but have recently just entered, this season, not actually playing at all as well. So it's been really fun for me. But, it's great. It's for me just chilling, getting into the coaching section of it a little bit, helping the staff that we work with out on the ground to deliver our actual programs to the children, helping them a bit more and getting involved, I guess, in the hands-on part of the role, which will be really cool.
And JMF, do they have a footprint up at Torres Straits as well?
No, not in Torres Strait. We're only in Northern Territory, Queensland and New South Wales. So we are looking to expand, and it's something that we would like to do, but obviously we're government funded, so
gotcha.
We rely heavily
need the bucks.
On yeah, exactly right.
All right, fantastic. So you say kick it to me, kick the bucks to me, JMF. JMF. We'll take it. Hey, good yarning with you, sister. Thank you for the yarn and all the best. And a big shout out to those young sisters who are performing in the JMF National Talent Showcase. A great opportunity. All the best to you. You take care. Keep smiling. And we'll talk soon, sis.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Alira Toby, former A-Leagues player, and JMF, the John Moradi Football National Talent Showcase. She's ambassador for JMF and a great platform for young girls, 12 to 16, showcasing at the up-and-coming National Talent Showcase in Sydney, 30 to 31 May. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Do you wanna be in it in a brand new day? In a brand new day. Look at all those happy people smiling, singing songs, breeze enlightens me, and my spirit feels free. Oh, what a dawn.
And you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do you utilise it? And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yana Strong. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yana Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
God damn, here we go again. It's the same old story, man, it never ends. I mean, I be feeling sick, need my medicine. I mean, I just need a fix, you my medicine. I've been doing this for way too long now, girl. Chasing you to the end of the earth. Sorry if I come across too strong now, but the remedy lays in between your legs. Cause I've been here before, but I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall?
Time you touch me, girl, I feel us levitate. It's like I'm in a skyscraper. You say we too high, but have faith. And baby, I know that you are the one. A feeling like me plus you is a sum. And I don't even know what I'm saying right now. And we can figure this out.
Cause I can be the one. Let me take a dip in your waters. Backstroke your love until the morning. Cause I've been here before, but I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall? And baby girl, you know you wanna be my wife. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Be my wife and be my life. Oh, oh, oh.
What if we fall in love? What if we fall in love?
Time to vax mob. From little ones to elders, vaccinations help keep our families strong and healthy. Wichoprin makes it easy. Vaccinations are available from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day except Thursdays at Coral K in Manura. And on Thursdays only, you'll find us at the Edmonton Clinic. No fuss, no stress, just good health for you and your family. It's time to vax with Wichoprin Health Service, keeping generations growing strong. Station sponsor.
You now need to be 16 or over to have an account on social media. It's part of a new law to keep young mobs safer online. Learn more at esafety.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Of the dream chaser, the smoke clears and old fears are broke. Years of weapons to the spoken poet's birth with the righteous nature. The curtain raises, you hope they greet you. The silence is deafening, hope they still can hear you. The orator begins to welcome you to the sequel, and in that moment, what you say illuminates the people. Stage a climactic reopening, the golden pen and open lens. Ciphers on my origins, ancient drums to bring it back. A mind blast with hieroglyphs or parables in notepad. Like diamonds through this hourglass, precious are the moments that raise me out of world of pity. Put on that lotus path, left it all exposed. The stairway to my soul, on everything I wrote, question everything you know. Allergies of the lotus. You were facing the artist radio called aggressive. Since freedom became the anthem, I live to represent it. Carry that creed relentless message to my descendants. Since the curtain calls, the ignorant felt the presence. Constantly pursuing heaven's stairway to greatness. Wisdom of our heroes imparted within my cadence. Spawned from the depths of Zenith Kes Archipelago, a manifestation this nation just wasn't ready for. Offspring of Poseidon, disrupting.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong? Looking at headlines for news, Sydney Morning Herald. This doctor treats patients who others won't touch. APRA wanted him gone. From heroin addiction to outback medicine, this doctor has treated Australia's most vulnerable. Now the regulator has almost pursued him out of the profession. We're talking Dr. Simon Rose. Dusty Ute rolls into Brewer Arena in the golden hour of late November Sunday. He drives straight to a single-storey congregated iron hospital tucked beneath a gum tree at the end of a wide, quiet street in the centre of northern western New South Wales town of 1,300 people, mostly Indigenous. There's just one man in the emergency ward drying out after hitting his head the night before. A nurse called Jesus from India is the only other medical staffer on deck. Rose is here to work as a locum doctor, tending to patients experiencing anything from life-threatening crisis to run-of-the-mill ailments. He will work 7 days straight on call for 24 hours. It's the third time he's worked here as he crosses the outback for weeks, a long shift in some of the country's most unserviced facilities. These are all one-doctor hospitals. The 71-year-old says, I love this kind of medicine and I like being in the country. Nurses say Rose is the most experienced clinician they've worked with, as regional hospitals struggle to attract any doctors, let alone senior ones. We love Rosie, said one nurse, unable to be named because she did not have the permission of her employer. He's a great doctor. Rose has long treated society's most vulnerable, including Melbourne sex workers. He opened the low-cost award addiction clinic in St Kilda, First Step. He has spent the past year fighting a protracted investigation by healthcare watchdog APRA, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Authority, which saw the regulator try to suspend him and threaten his medical career. Documents obtained by this masterhead revealed that APRA's investigation included false allegations, legal dubious tactics, and delays. The initial complaint against Rose was based partly on a misreading of his prescription history, prompting criticism from a tribunal member. During the subsequent probe, he conceded he had not fully met record-keeping requirements, but argued this had no impact on his patients and was not sufficient grounds to stop him treating patients. The medical board was then forced to conduct an internal investigation into APRA staff member who went undercover to gather evidence against Rose. An agreement was reached last month, allowing Rose to continue his outback work while stopping treatment of addiction patients, yet APRA's investigation into his practice remains ongoing. So there it is. Hats off to Dr. Simon, the work that he's doing, looking after our mob. So fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, we're talking about, we're going to have Yarn with Brooke Collard, producer and writer, Brooke Collard, selector for European Film Markets Toolbox Program, selected by the Winter Film Festival. Collard will attend the program with the support of Indigenous Cinema Alliance, ICA, where she is 2026 ICA Fellow. So with that, we're going to catch up, have a yarn. We've got Brooke on the line. Brooke, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, Brooke?
Yeah, of course. So my name's Brooke Collard, big Noongar family over west here in Western Australia.
Yes.
So I'm a Ballardong Whadjuk Noongar York.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. Congratulations in regard to being selected for European Film Markets Toolbox Program. Quickly talk about the work that you do. Your work champions authentic First Nations and LGBTQIA plus representation, guided by the principle, no stories about us without us. And Storytelling Centre's Community Healing Agency and Ethical Collaboration. Back in 2023, you won the AACTA regional pitch for reclamation, a project currently in development. So, kicking goals, are you enjoying the journey, Brooke?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm always, you know, hitting the ground running.
Yes.
So, I'm actually about to fly to Berlin tomorrow for it. And, you know, that's the perk of what we get to do with storytelling and film, is you
Beautiful.
Get to travel and meet incredible people, but also, like, change communities as well with, like,
yes.
sharing stories.
Yes.
In, like, such a creative way, yeah.
So Lou's using writing, producing as the vehicle to educate, support people across the board and the work that you're doing with passion. And I feel it in your tone and the work that you're doing. So tell us where you started from. Was that always the vision to where you are today?
Oh, not at all. I went to high school in a town where, in Margaret River. So, you know, the options were farming or working on a vineyard.
Mm.
So it wasn't even an option in my mind. And then I just randomly did a university quiz. So it was like, what degree is suited to your personality?
Yep.
And then I did that and film and sound came up. And I was like, oh, I've always made videos for myself for fun, but never thought of it as a career. And that started it all. And I studied it at university.
And having looked back, look forward into the cameras, look forward on stage and the work that you're doing. Fantastic. You got siblings?
Yeah, I'm the oldest daughter of three girls, yeah.
Okay, you're leading from the front then, my sister.
Yeah.
So when you go to Europe, how long are you over there for?
Yeah, oh, it's in and out, so it's going to be quite chaotic. So I'm only there from there Tuesday. Yes. And then I leave there Sunday.
Okay, right. In and out. All right, fantastic. But just add that to the repertoire, to the resume, you could say, and building a strong foundation for your future. Thank you for your yarn. Good luck with it all. Please keep in touch. And, we're cheering for you, my sister.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much. This has filled my cup for the day.
There you go. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Brooke Collard, her name is, producer and writer, and the Toolbox program is an intensive tailor-made initiative supporting underrepresented producers from around the world through direct access to international film marketplace. So we're talking about probably a Hollywood bash could be coming out of this. You don't know, but go a mile, see a mile, and that's what Brooke Collard is doing. So congratulations to your sister, and add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
You came into my life. I still don't know why. We are two different people trying to get by. You did everything for me, and you always put me first. You're the special one, the one with all the grace. I hope I don't lose you, but I think it'll happen anyway. Please don't leave me. Girl, I need you. You're the one that I need now. I need you more than ever. The people all around me said, don't trust the shield, do you in? Although you came from the other side of the tracks, you believed in me and thought I was special. I think it'll happen.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachenda bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Sesseroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Sesseroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Sesseroy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but Salasia come, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze, broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. Oh, Salasia come, listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, 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 roll my toy.
Salasia kam, Salasia kam, Piadra Meriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, ya be alarm. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasia kam, listen to my drum. Salasia kam, Salasia kam, Kometa Milram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. Oh, Salasia kam, listen to my drum. Remember your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last, but if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Wai, wai, karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come, listen to my drum. You call to me, come.
my drum. Nima is calling you, come. My drum.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up, is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumrabi Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. Now, appeal against Black Mountain Energy's fracking proposal for the Fitzroy Valley. The Environmental Protection Authority, EPA, assessment report has just been released to the Cook government for Black Mountain Energy's proposal by Subsea Bennett Resources Limited to drill and frack up to 20 gas wells in the West Kimberley. Look, with this, we're going to catch up a yarn with Martin Pritchard, Environment's Kimberley Executive Director, and we do have Martin on the line. Martin, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Trevor.
Good, thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are we at in regarding the appeal against Black Mountains Energy's fracking proposal for Fitzroy Valley? So is it a no-go zone or where are we at?
So what we've got is the West Australian Environmental Protection Authority has recommended to allow 20 oil and gas wells to be fracked in the Marawara Fitzroy River catchment here in the Kimberley.
Yes.
And we are obviously extremely concerned about that. That would just be the beginning, and then we'd be facing hundreds, if not thousands, of oil and gas wells and fracking through the Kimberley. So people have been very concerned, and so far we've got a record number of appeals against this decision by the EPA.
Is there communication with First Nation people, traditional owners? Are they at the table?
Look, there's a number of different nations that would potentially be affected by the fracking.
Okay, yeah.
And some of them are at the table and others aren't, unfortunately. So some people have been ignored by the EPA.
Okay.
And the Kimberley Land Council's very strong on saying that these other groups should be at, in discussions as well, and that hasn't been the case yet.
And the First Nation people, traditional owners, for the ones that are at the table, for the no for the fracking to go ahead.
So there's a couple of groups who have got Iliwas to go ahead with fracking. And then there's other groups that are surrounding that area, and particularly along the Marawara Fitzroy River, are really concerned and opposing fracking. So it's a really tricky situation.
Yeah,
really
tricky situation, exactly. Because traditional owners, for nay and yay, will be locking horns in regarding the outcome, if that's the case.
That's potentially the case, absolutely.
And how long has this been going on, and is there light at the end of the tunnel? Do we have a end date for a decision to be made?
Yeah, so the fracking proposal was first put forward in 2021.
Okay.
And we'd be expecting a decision by the West Australian government towards the second half of this year.
Okay.
And, you know, they're going to be under extreme pressure to not allow this to go ahead in the Kimberley, you know, one of the most internationally significant natural and cultural areas in the world.
Exactly. And your team, so you're executive director for Environment Kimberley. So you're at the table and pushing forward in regarding the outcome for a yay or nay. I mean, environment, protect the environment is what you guys would be about, would you not?
Absolutely. Our mission is to protect country.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, particularly the Marawara Fitzroy River National Heritage listed because of its Aboriginal cultural values in particular. And we're standing with all the First Nations people who want to protect that river from fracking.
And who's the fracking companies at the table? Who are they and how many of them?
Yeah, look, it's a Texan-based company owned by a Texan billionaire.
As in Texan USA?
That's it. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay, Rodeo.
Yeah.
Here on Country, Protect Country. Thank you for your yarn conversation. Please keep in touch and fight the good fight. Martin, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is a beautiful yarn there, powerful yarn. Martin Pritchard, Environments Kimberley, Executive Director, fighting a good fight, fighting against a Texan company, USA, and about the fracking on the country, Black Mountain Energy's fracking proposal for Fitzroy Valley. And yes, we do have traditional owners at the table. No, we don't have all traditional owners at the table. Yes, we have them all for having the fracking go ahead. And then we have no for some of the traditional owners saying no to the fracking go ahead. So there it is, conversations that need to be had, protecting country. That's what Environments Kimberley is all about. And it's good to have a yarn with Executive Director there. That's Martin Pritchard. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
City lights are driving me crazy as I walk the lonely streets of old Tamworth. How I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo droning in the night, where the crobberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city. And the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Tamworth.
Yeah, there we are. Roger Knox, Streets of Tamworth. Big shout out, Tamworth Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. We do have a caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Good morning. Henry.
Good morning.
Hello.
Henry,
how are you, my brother?
All in working progress, my brother.
Yeah, good, good, good. Now, quickly, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, origins, born and bred from Torres Strait.
Yes.
And, family from Saibai, repositioned to Badu, and grandmother's blood ties. Where marble come from.
Beautiful. Murray Island. Beautiful. Where are you situated at the moment, brother?
And as we speak, my brother, in WA.
WA. So thank you for calling in. Now, 5 minutes we got for yarn. What hat are you wearing in regard to employment? What are you doing, bro? Still in mining?
Still in the resource sector, gas, oil, and mining.
Okay, yes.
Before I continue any further, my brother, I just want to say, Kremia, so our soul. And for all our listeners, Naila Kemesupugi, Koka Iviaka. And as a traditional owner, as a business owner in WA,
yes.
The topic I'm about to speak on, my brother, it's never should be spoken in general public. But I would like to take this opportunity to use our airways as a national vehicle to actually call it for what it is when it comes to the political landscape nationally across this country and globally. And the topic I want to talk about this morning, my brother, as the new year unfolds, with reference to all our contemporary issues, what's happening in our generation, whether you're talking domestically in Australia or globally.
Yep.
The subject matter I want to talk about, my brother, to all our listeners, loved ones, families out there, I want to bring family's attention back to 2008 when I first stumbled across Agenda 21. Agenda 21, my brother. It's a global mandate that going back 1968, when the Club of Rome was established in the global community, it was like a crisis think tank. I just want to bring listeners and families listening in this discussion we're having, Brother Trevor. It's very vital with reference to the Club of Rome, its environmental movement that birthed back in 1968. Just for families listening in, I would encourage you just around Brother Trevor, the Lima Declaration, when Australia sold the soul of this country, us as First Nation people, to the UN. And when you look at all the crisis that we're facing in recent times, leading up to date as we're speaking, my brother, it's very important that family get acquainted with Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. I think born and bred on grassroots, on TI, back in the Torres Strait, and grew up in the Outer Islands between St. Paul and Badu, Moe Island. And born and bred at a grassroots level, in our native tongue, Brother Trevor, with your Torres Strait Islander heritage, in our native tongue, in the western part of the Torres Strait, we say in our native tongue, Yaknura umai ningapa milagas. Don't despise humble beginnings. To do with the subject matter I'm talking about this morning, my brother, I want to call out the Governor General of this country. She visited home recently, last month. And individuals like that need to be held accountable. As you know, Brother Trevor, and all our listeners that is listening in, 2023, when we went through the referendum, yes and no vote, we don't need to go through a foreign regime to actually be recognized in our own country.
Yep.
How dishonoring is that?
Yes.
As a native speaking over these airwaves, I believe, as you know, my brother, land wasn't ceded, always will and always will be.
Yes.
Aboriginal land.
Brother, look, a very powerful conversation.
And my brother, I want to call out the Governor General of Australia for a national debate.
Thank you, my brother. That would be fantastic.
As you know, my brother, my position with Sovereign Dingy Government.
Yes.
As the Minister for Gas, Oil and Mining and Homeland Security.
Yes.
We've been crying out. We've been crying out for treaty for years.
For years. My brother, that's Henry Nona there, calling from WA. Have to get Henry back and call. We're finishing the show here for today, 1 hour program. Got the news coming up via news. Thank you, listeners. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Too deadly.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.